The following is a CSPN Media podcast presentation and production. Visit our website, cspn.us, for more episodes of Classic Team Up.
Let me follow up that thing with a...
Yes, it is. That's called, we call it impromptu. It's a French word. Because there was this guy named Promptu, right? And, you know, he was, like, always, like, telegraphing his moves. He got shot on the front line of the Revolutionary Bastille Day War. And so they said, don't do that anymore. Let's be impromptu. Because you will get shot if you tell people where you won't be at. He kept, like, saying, I'm going to shoot you now. And he'd stick his head up and pew, pew, pew.
I have a question. Did you just make up that whole ass story?
It is real. Look it up. Consult your local library. I know you was PhD in some other shit, but I know history.
You know what? You're a fake news ass history ass.
Are you saying I'm a puppet of the...
the Russian Federation, yes.
Yes. I know history, duh. Bye week, grind our week, ninny bong, everybody. Welcome back to another exciting edition of the Classic Team Up. I'm your host with the most, you know me, and in case you don't, my name is the show title, you can call me Classic. I'm joined this week by, I'm teaming up this week in this very special episode by the closest person to me in the world. In fact,
literally.
Yes, like she's on the couch next to me right now.
Touching you.
Yeah. Inappropriately. Well, actually, it should be. I guess it's appropriate, right?
Yes, it's quite appropriate.
Yes. So I'm here with my wife, the lovely, the wonderful, the talented, the beautiful, and the freshly PhD dissertated. Wait, is it dissertated? You have a PhD now. You are a doctor.
Yes.
Mrs. Classic is the name I've been calling her all these years that I've been doing the show. But first question. Well, first off, honey, I'm glad that you can join me on this show. Mm-hmm. I've had many a guest. Many a lovely guest.
Oh, okay.
Mostly the guys, they're all lovely.
Okay.
Yes. But this is your first time on Classic Team Up, so say welcome and say hi to everyone.
Hi everyone. This is the first time I've ever been asked to be on Classic Team Up, and here I am.
Yes. And I'm happy to have you. And first question I have for you is, aside from, you know, who is the greatest husband you've ever had in life? Well, no. Everyone knows that's me. But do you still want to be continued to be called Mrs. Classic, or do you have like a more appropriate title in mind for yourself?
Well, I have to be honest. I mean, being Mrs. Classic sort of puts me in a position where I'm being defined based on your handle.
Well, this is podcast land. I mean, you know, right. I run several podcasts. I'm on several podcasts. Mm-hmm. You've helped finance several of the podcasts that we have on our network. Yes, folks.
Yes, I have.
Other than the purchases you people make through Amazon, through CSPN.us, do it today. We also, of course, come out of pocket. And when I didn't have no pockets to come out of, I was like, well, it's our money. So that kind of thing. So, yes, as co-investor, we call it an angel investor. Angelic investor. Well, how would you like to be referred to going forward? What's your new handle? Because I know it's not Mrs. Classic anymore. I mean, you're always going to be Mrs. Classic to me.
Uh-huh. That's so sweet.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. I saw you typed up Dr. Mrs. Classic, and that was, I don't know, somehow worse.
Well, we've been throwing back and forth. Like, okay, you can be Dr. Classic, and I'll be Mr. Classic, like Dr. Mr. Classic.
But then people might think we're a gay married couple.
Ain't no wrong
because
with
people
that.
Always assume the doctor's a man. Yes. Always.
Well, we changed that. You know what I'm saying? We are transforming that.
Uh-huh. So it'll be Mr. and Dr. Classic.
Mr. and Dr. Classic. But when it's Dr. Classic like that, it makes you sound like some villain or something. Like, Dr. Classic. You know, I'm going to.
Well, I mean, you know, this is, what, my second podcast appearance?
Yes.
In history.
In history.
And perhaps I need to forge my own identity.
Third.
Is it?
Yeah, remember you did an old Cold Slither show when you hosted it.
Yes, with the girls'
night,
ladies' night,
all those years ago. And then you also sang in the background of the one we did when we were doing PBS. You did a Reading Rainbow rendition.
Does that count?
It counts. It counts. It's in your IMDb or your PMDB if podcasts have a movie database. Yeah, IPDB. It's in your PDB.
Well, I'll say this. You know, I've been toying for a while about having my own podcast. And maybe this might be a good time for me to unveil, you know, what the future of that might look like with my own handle. I mean, do you think the public is ready for that?
Why are you unveiling stuff to these people? You're supposed to unveil to me and me alone. I thought this is the kind of relationship we had. No, I like the idea of you having your own show. And I've always been supportive of that. Wink, wink, nudge, nudge to the people out there. I've talked about how you've had pitches for shows, and I was just like, that sounds okay.
Have you talked specifically about what my pitches were?
I wasn't specific, because okay, I know okay. Some of them you didn't want people knowing. But, you know, like, every now and then you come to me with some idea, and you're like, this is the show it should be. And I'm like, I guess, but that's going to be one episode. You're not going to come back for a second episode. You're like, I'm through reading books. I'm like, wait a minute. You can't do a book review podcast and say you're through reading books in a week.
Well, first of all, I'm reading a book every week, so
yes.
I mean, that could go on for years, assuming other people read books too, but...
Well, you could be reading them for them. You know, LeVar Burton has a reading a podcast where he reads short stories.
Are you trying to encourage me to have a Read Rainbow show?
You could do that. You can't call Reading Rainbow.
Oh, darn.
No.
What if I call it Reading Unicorn?
Sound like a different kind of podcast. Right there. That sounds like some adult stuff.
Oh gosh. Well, I do like that idea actually. But it would be better if I had like guests. But anyway, the point is, you asked me what I would prefer to be called, right?
Yes. Like, what do you want me to call you on the show? Do you want the people to call you on the timeline? They all call you Mrs. Classic. They'd be like, congratulations, Mrs. Classic. Congratulations, Dr. Mrs. Classic. Congratulations, Mrs. Dr. Classic. And I'm like, no, she can't be Mrs. Dr. Classic because I don't have a doctorate. I've not studied anything and I do not want one. No, I'd love to have one day, but I'd have to be passionate about it. I'd be a doctor of podcasting or something.
Well, I'm not aware of any universities that give that degree. Good luck.
I'll start my own. South Harmon Institute of Technology. Word up. Geez.
Well, I do have a couple of names in mind that I thought would be quite interesting.
Okay. You know what? We should let the people decide. Maybe the people can help
the
us.
The people.
So we'll do a poll. I will post my poll on the Twitter for everyone to see. I'll let you look at it first.
I don't know if that's a violation of our marriage vows.
I will let you look at it and approve, and then we can post this poll of ours, because it's your poll too. Well, I hope it's yours. So we'll post our poll and let people, you know, chime in. So I think poll option number one is Dr. Classic. That's like right out the gate, right?
Dr. Classic.
Dr. Okay. Classic.
Fine. That's the first option. Right. Dr. Classic. The second one is reminiscent. Well, it's not reminiscent, but it really better reflects my new status, which is the chatty professor. I really like that. It's like, you know, it's like the nutty professor, but I'm chatty and I, you know, get to talking on podcasts, that kind of thing.
Oh, okay.
I like that.
Do you like make formulas that, you know, turn you crazy and
go to comedy shows
and beat up David Chappelle?
No, because okay. No, none of that. So the chatty professor was another option.
It's cute. I like, well, it's on the poll. Now it's the second option. So what is another option for the wife of Classic? The wife of Classic.
Okay. No.
All right. No.
Absolutely not. I mean, you know.
How about Mrs. Classic PhD?
We did. It's continued to find me by your handle.
But see, you notice I'm not putting the doctor and PhD together because I learned this because I looked up online. You cannot say doctor something something and then the type of doctorate in one fell swoop. So people that do that, they're not real. They're faking. Stop faking doctors. So you have to be either doctor such and such, doctor your name, or your name, comma, PhD, or comma, MD, or et cetera. Well,
the beauty of doing that is, you know, our sister-in-law has an MD.
Yes.
Right? And so when people automatically, like it's already started.
Yes.
They're referring to me as Dr. Blank.
Yes.
And then they go, oh, can I ask you about like this mole on my leg, right? And it's like, that's not the kind of doctor I am. Yes,
for those listening, yeah.
I'm not a medical doctor.
She is a doctor, not a medical doctor. She's like more like Indiana Jones type doctor.
So I actually have what's called a PhD, actually stands for Doctor of Philosophy.
Mm-hmm.
And it basically means that I have done intensive study in a humanities related field.
Yes.
And that I have particular proficiency in research methods and research methodology. So it means that my degree is very rigorous and very intensive and that I had to do intensive research in order to earn it.
Nice.
So, yeah.
Well,
so PhD In case you see that on someone's name, do not ask them about the mole in your unsightly place, or ask them about some information that your doctor told you, because someone with a PhD cannot help you with that.
Yeah.
Usually. Unless they're a nurse, a PhD nurse.
Ooh.
And that could be a different thing altogether.
Ooh, that's a lot of nursing. I know. My mother is, she retired as a nurse, and mm-hmm. she's done a lot of, but she's not a PhD nurse, and she never told anybody about their moles. And besides, that's a specific type of doctor. You don't go to a dentist and be like, what's up with this mole? Because you're like, I don't know, but you got tartar. You have a face. You need to floss more.
There's just an assumption, the doctor means you're a medical doctor.
Yeah.
I think often.
Mm-hmm. But you are a scholarly doctor. I know this because you've been cooped up in our upstairs office for years at a time, just yes. buried in books. And, uh-huh. You busted your ass. And I couldn't be more proud of you, because mm-hmm. you've come to the end of it, and it's just amazing. Why don't we tell the story about when you decided to become a doctor and came to me?
Okay.
Yeah.
So, I had just come to the end of my master's program, mm-hmm. and the chair of my department, I was about to graduate, and I went to the department to fill out some paperwork, and he said, we're starting this new PhD program, and you have the kind of mind, you need to be in that program, you should do it. And I remember I gave him the stink eye, like, what?
Yeah.
PhD program, what? Because yeah.
I never
considered it whatsoever. Mm-hmm. I have a sorority sister who always talked all the time about her goal of having a PhD, and it was something that was important to her.
Yes.
And so I didn't really follow through on it. But I thought about it, I think, on the way home.
Yeah.
And I came home to our place, and I saw you, and we were eating dinner, or we were just talking. Maybe it was pillow talk. I don't know.
Yeah.
Eating
dinner pillows.
We were eating pillows.
No, we were eating dinner on pillows, like in bed or something. I don't know. Crumbs everywhere. Nasty.
So I remember asking you, hey, babe, I don't know, I'm thinking about getting a PhD, what do you think? And you were like, is that something you want? And I was like, I don't know, maybe. I mean, it sounds kind of cool. And
sounds kind of cool, like it's a car.
But if I do it, it's going to be intense, and it's going to mean sacrifices on both of our parts. I have to sacrifice by spending years on end cooped up in an office, doing intensive research day in, day out, crunching numbers,
yeah.
writing page after page after page. And your sacrifices, you had to eat out.
Eat. Dine outside, people.
You had to fold laundry.
Yes. Oh, and guess what? You had to eat my cookie more often.
Oh, yeah. I had some of that, too.
So, yeah. I mean,
and I didn't trust you to clean the house. Oh, yeah, wait. Oof. That didn't happen.
Okay. Well, shout out to Maid Services. J-Lo and her fam came through last week and hooked us up.
That's so wrong.
She did play a maid in a movie. So J-Lo and Flo,
so
shout out to y'all.
You're so wrong.
Shout out to Jeffrey, the butler.
You are so wrong for that.
Shout out to Jeffrey. He came through and dusted and Benson and Stumbleton, our official butler of these classic team up. Oh, Stumbleton.
You're so wrong for that.
They came through and hooked us up. And of course, Spider Dog is always super happy. She's always going to stick around. Mm-hmm. Every time I record, she brings her butt. She's the official co-star on my shows. So
I think, but I will say this, for people who are curious to know about how this thing works, most PhD programs are going to be 50 to 60 credits. Which means, once you could spend easily part-time if you work full-time. Probably easily spend 4 or 5 years taking your courses,
mm-hmm.
Depending on how fast or slow you go. And then most programs will give you that maximum of 5 years. And then you would spend a couple of years working on your dissertation research, which is an independent research study you do on your own on a unique topic that nobody else has studied. You're doing some very specific angle on it. So in my case, I spent 3 years doing my coursework, which was really fast for a person who worked full time. And then I spent a year on my proposal, and then I spent a year and a half, almost 2 years, on the actual research portion after my defense was done. So it took me 6 years to earn that degree.
That's a long way.
Yeah.
It's a long time. What were we doing 6 years ago? What was 6 years ago? I think we had a black president back then, right?
Oh yeah, we did.
Yeah.
And I think that's why I felt all like, oh yeah, I can do this now. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
You know what I'm saying? We got a black man in the White House.
Why can't I have a PhD?
Yeah. Why not? Why not? Hillary about to come right behind him, so we might as well.
Long powered and stuff.
Yes. So that was a good choice that you made. What was the toughest part
of this whole process for you?
Well, I'm a little bit of a perfectionist and a slight overachiever. So, well, there's two things. I think, first of all, yeah. When I decided what I wanted to study, that can be kind of tough because you want to, by the time you start taking classes, you want to like solve world hunger. You know what I mean? Yeah. You want to try to lift the entire black race. You know what I mean? You want to try to like make something really awesome happen. And the reality is, research happens one increment at a time. Mm. And so for me, it was choosing a topic that I could, that was going to work for me. And what I mean is that I wanted to pick a topic that was going to help boost my career and my future, and deciding about whether or not I wanted to do a dissertation study on something that was about an issue affecting black people and or people of color versus one that was related to my job and my career trajectory. Mm-hmm. That was a hard decision.
Well, you've kind of come to like a nexus between the two because it is very work related and it does affect people of color.
Mm-hmm, it does.
Mind you, though, it affects people of color overseas.
It reflects what happens to people when they come into this country and they become racialized, right?
Yes.
And especially, I mean, while, you know, people who come from Europe are affected by my study, I mean, the reality is it is usually brown people coming from overseas that come here and suddenly they're racialized and they're treated in ways that they didn't anticipate. And they, you know, they're usually shocked by that experience. And so it's a very unique topic. So choosing the topic was hard, and it took me 5 or 6 pilot studies that I did over, you know, my coursework to kind of say, ooh, this is something I think I can sink my teeth into and that an actual study can be done. Mm-hmm. But the reality is, you know, collecting my data was easy. Once I had it, that process is, I'm very extroverted, as you know.
Yes.
And it was a very solitary experience. I had hours and hours and hours of recordings. I had thousands of pages of transcripts. And I had to figure out what to do with all of that. I had survey data and questionnaire data and all kinds of things and documents. So I had a lot of data to parse through.
Yeah.
And I think for me, my chair told me my chair would be the person who was in charge of my project out of the 3 people on my committee. And she said to me, so-and-so, almost somebody, so-and-so, you know, you should have made more progress before now. You know, why haven't you? And I said, you know what? You sent me to do this dissertation. You sent me to the kitchen to make brownies. And I'm covered in flour. There's pots and pans everywhere. Something's burning in the oven and there's chocolate on the floor. That's how I felt at that point, is I had all this data and I started dealing with something that's called imposter syndrome. That often happens when you get really far advanced into your doctoral program and then you don't know the answer to something and you feel like a fake. You know, you don't feel like you really learned anything. You're not as smart as you think you are.
That was a question I had for you that I wanted to ask is, if at some point you felt like, well, maybe I should pick something simpler to do. Uh-huh. Like if I was to do a PhD study and it was about race, it'd be like, how come there ain't no black people on the Jetsons? And it'll be like, boom, because Hannibal Barrett don't like black people. And I would have.
You can't do a dissertation on that.
Okay, see, and somebody would have told me that, and you know.
No question. I did many times say to myself, oh my gosh, why did I decide to do a mixed methods study, which required me to collect both quantitative and qualitative data? I didn't have to do that.
Yeah.
Most of my classmates did one or the other.
Yes.
But my questions really needed both. And so I think that there are plenty of, I mean, gosh, doubting myself. Oh, there's plenty of that.
Yeah.
You doubt yourself probably through that entire process, which is why you have a chair and why you have a committee, because their job. Let me just say this. I want to say this to the listening public.
Yes.
If you hear from programs that you're looking at possibly getting a PhD in, and you hear professors or faculty say that their job is to haze you and to, you know, make sure that you measure up and all this other stuff, like, that's not their job. That's not a good program.
That's too much money.
That's not a program that's for you.
That's too much money to spend to have somebody just do that haze and shit.
I mean, if you, what you want is faculty members and committee members who want you to learn and succeed.
And they
want
to challenge you.
They want to challenge you, but they want to see you like rise to the challenge.
Yeah.
And so I think, I wish I had done something differently. I think, one thing I learned from other people, and this is probably anticipating another question you would ask me, is that the people who are on your committee, the professors, matter. If your professors don't get along with each other, they like to showboat. They like to cut up. Don't put these people on your committee because they are the ones who will sign off and decide if you get to graduate.
Yes.
And I have seen people get all the way to the dissertation and get to a defense or something and have problems with the committee and not move forward. So my big piece of advice for anybody is to make sure that you find out who these people are. You get to learn their personalities. You talk to other students who've had them on their committees and say, well, this person actually helpful to you. And I think that my committee was helpful. I had one person who just was a ball of encouragement, another person who helped me untangle all of my data as I was moving forward, another person who asked me hard, difficult questions.
Yeah, so these weren't people that just didn't know you and just showed up and judged your
work. I made it. I chose to only pick people that I took classes with. Because if you take a semester-long class with someone,
you know them,
then you've gotten to see how they are.
Yeah.
And then you get to a chance to say, okay, this might be somebody I might ask. But then the second phase of that is, do the people you want to pick get along?
Yes, with each other.
Yes. Because if they don't get along with each other because they're mad at each other from one that time when you did something to me and my other student, that happened to me in my master's committee.
Really?
I had one person who was mad at my chair and wouldn't speak directly to him. And so my chair would email him and ask him a question, and he would ignore the email from my chair and write me an email and tell me to come see him. And then he would sit down and go through all the changes he wanted me to make. Shame. And then I had to take it to my chair and say, do you agree I should make these changes?
So what I'm learning from this is that, and your field is education. I think we can, you know, safely say that. Education is shady. Y'all some shady mofos in education.
It's not just education. In fact, let me clarify that.
Yes.
The person who wasn't speaking to the other one, he actually was an engineer. He was actually an electrical engineer.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Because you did work with
someone. Yeah. So he was an electrical engineer. So don't put that on education.
Well, he's a professor, right?
Yeah.
So, okay.
You mean the academy.
Get tainted by the education. And of course, you're in higher education. I don't think I have many more questions. Well, I've got a couple. So what, now that you are finished, done, I mean, barring a few technical
edits,
etc. Oh, that's a question I have. Why'd you stop at 400 pages?
Okay, all right. He's jumping the gun here. Let me just say.
Yeah.
You have to write a proposal that says, this is what I want to study, this is how I'm going to do it. And you have to defend it. You have to do a presentation, answer questions.
Yes.
They poke holes in it and say, okay, yes, this is a good study. You can go.
Mm-hmm.
You collect your data, and then you come back and say, and here's my findings. So this was a dissertation defense that I just completed, which is putting the whole study together and saying, here's my findings and his results.
Yes.
When I wrote up my study, because I collected a lot of data and because it was a mixed method study, that was a bit complicated. It required me to write a lot.
Yes.
So the average dissertation is 5 to 6 chapters. Mine was 8 because of the nature of the data.
Yes.
And so it came out to be 403 pages, which is probably twice as long as your average dissertation.
One of the chair on your committee printed.
No. It was the second
lady. Okay. Second. Basically, one of your committee members printed the thing.
She told me to print it. Yes, sir.
You printed it.
Yes, it was a ream of paper.
It was because a ream is 500 pages.
About.
So you pretty much took a stack, a ream that you put in the printer, in the copier, and then there's 10 pages left.
Yes.
That you didn't print on.
I mean, yeah.
Yeah,
like,
maybe cover, back sheet, you know, and you got some extra paper, spitballs and stuff.
Right.
That's a lot of paper.
But in my defense, okay, I mean, 40 of those pages were appendices. And the bibliography.
Yeah, the biblio and the citations and all that stuff. I don't know if you... Oh, MLA or APA? Would you do this one?
My discipline requires APA style.
Oh, that's good. Mm-hmm. That's the preferred... That's what I use.
Oh, very nice.
Yeah. Look at you. I haven't used it in a while, but that's what I use. Yeah, winners use APA... No, I shouldn't say that. Because there's a lot of MLAs out there that are like,
and whatever. Chicago style. And IEEE style.
Chicago?
Yes.
We're not in the media.
No, that's like music, my old discipline.
Oh, okay. No, Chicago is also for like journalism too. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's
so cool. You asked me why I stopped at 403. Oh my gosh. The whole time I kept going, is there a way to make this shorter? Oh my gosh, this is taking so many pages.
Yeah.
And so I really wish it could have been shorter.
So there's a few numbers here, of course, number of years you spent on this, number of pages, number of hours. How many times have I walked in on you?
Oh my God.
In said office and you told me to get out.
Oh, I don't know why you felt, I mean, I understand you were trying to be supportive, but the number of times you walked in while I was trying to write, and now mind you, it wasn't just you. I had to deal with spider dog here.
Yes. Who, and then people calling you.
Who wants to come and lick my leg and sit underneath my feet while I'm writing.
Well, you let her chill out there with you. She probably knows as much about your dissertation as you do. You know, kind of just osmosis.
Yeah, Dr. Dog.
But I've never stayed long enough than 5 seconds because you're like, get out. Or I'd be like, what are you doing?
Because you're distracted because you don't just come in and sit there. You come and you sit next to me and you lean forward and you look me in the face and go, hi, honey, when are you getting your PhD? And I'm like, I'll get it faster if you stop GD coming in here.
So I was like, PhD harassing you. I'm sorry.
Yes.
Okay. Well, I was just very excited, and I knew as it was getting closer to the end that you needed as much encouragement as possible.
Really?
Yes. So
no, what I needed was the alone time.
Well,
you would bring me juice.
Yes.
And asking if I had needed to eat. Uh-huh. And you would take the dog downstairs.
Yes.
And then you would ask me, what am I writing now? And I'd say, oh, can you read? And you'd be like, no. And then you'd leave. You haven't read one page of it.
I did read some of it.
Really?
You sent me some. I read it. Well, no, you sent me some of your studies or your, what do you call it? Your findings.
I did?
Yeah, from your interviews.
You mean that time I asked you asked if you could help me, and I said, yes, can you listen to this interview and make sure the transcript is correct? And you never got back to me, like, ever. And here we are 2 years later. You were, the only help you provided me is fold laundry. I'm just kidding.
Well, I kept you warm at night. let's see. So, another question I have is, what's next for you?
So, my chair has contacted a book publisher.
Ooh.
Who is interested in having me transform my study into a book. So I'm hoping that this time next year I will be celebrating a publication.
Wow. Author in the house as well.
Not yet. On the way.
You're going to be published. I have all the confidence in the world and that you will, be great at that as you are with other things.
Thanks.
You're great at everything. That's how I got you. Yeah. So, well, do you have any questions for the audience or for me or for you have anything? Well,
I would love the audience to help make some additional suggestions.
Oh, yes, for
online handle for me and my future podcast. Now,
what's the topic of this podcast? Because we've gone through so many iterations before. I want to make sure that
I'm not ready to unveil it to the public just yet.
What's with this unveiling?
Because my topic is pretty adult.
That is wildly inappropriate.
Is it though?
Unveiling yourself to the people.
Anyway, so right now all we have is Mrs. Classic PhD. Did we say no to that, or did we say yes to that?
We added that to the
So we got three. Dr. Classic.
Yes.
Mrs. Classic PhD.
The Chatty Professor.
The Chatty Professor.
Yes.
And, you know, I'm hoping maybe somebody can come up with something.
Okay.
I mean, the only thing they know about me at this point is that I have a PhD.
You're very brown.
I'm a brown girl.
Yes, you are a very brown girl. You're lovely. There are some people, that listen that have met you.
Yep.
Some have not seen you in a long time, so they're like, oh, tell your wife I said hi. And I'm like, oh. Yeah. Yes, exactly.
Just like that?
Yes, like that. And I'm like, I'm standing right here. You can show me some love, too. No, you're married. Get away from me. I tell your wife, I said, hi.
What?
Whoa, wait a minute.
I gotta like that?
Yeah. You damn, gotta like that. And then, there's that. And then there's, like, a lot of people that just are supportive because they're good people, mm-hmm. And this is, like, our big thing. So, yeah. Mm-hmm. So, let's see. I don't think anyone's asked any questions because Game of Thrones about to come on.
Oh. I'm about to leave you to go see that.
Yeah. Well, that'll come on for another hour.
Yeah, no.
So you watch Game of Thrones. I get into Insecure. That's coming back season two. So we're going to be like back to back on HBO. I said this last week's show. Game of Thrones to me is Lord of the Rings with titties.
No, it's not.
It is. Remember you tried to sell me on
your.
Oh, you like this. We just saw the 8 hours
of Lord of the Rings. You go stop.
I remember we was in the hotel room
hold on.
The HBO Go and I was watching
really
The Wire.
You really trying me. Look, it's Game of Thrones is a little bit of Lord of the Rings.
And
a little bit of 300. And a little bit of soap opera.
Yeah.
And it's good. So if and I know you well enough to know that you would rather sit and binge watch like 8 seasons when it's all done.
Yeah.
But you're missing out, dude. You are missing out.
I know I'm missing out, but y'all need to shut up about, you know, the Game of Thrones until it's over so that I can, like, when I catch up, I know some things because people just, and the Dothraki, and then this, and then that, and the House Winterfell or something like that, and yeah. It's Joffrey. I hate Joffrey because everyone hates him, and I'm like, who the fuck is Joffrey? I think I tried to watch.
Okay, let me tell you who Joffrey is. You ready for this?
I know who Joffrey is.
No. I'm going to give you a real life example of who Joffrey is.
Who is he?
King Joffrey is Donald Trump.
Fuck that motherfucker. All right, so, but basically he's Donald Trump before Donald Trump because he was already king. And Donald Trump just, but, so, there's a lot going on with Game of Thrones. What are some other things that's another question. As you've gone through this journey of, you know, serious scholastic work, what are some things that have helped you unwind throughout the course of that?
Well, I'll be honest, reading. Mm-hmm. I'm a pretty heavy reader. Yes. There were times when I had to, like, step away from the data. And I read a couple of different authors, books that I thought were, things that were like fantastical and fantasy and just way out there stuff.
Right.
So I read a series, I think her name is Sydney Adey. And she has a whole series about, a sister who married into the Italian mafia. And that joint is crazy.
Sister meaning a
black woman. Yeah, a black woman who marries into the Italian mafia. That story, maybe, no, it's not Sydney Adey. Dang it, I can't remember the author. I messed up the author.
We will find it and put it in the show notes.
That is crazy. It's insane. Ladies, if you're into, like, you know, it's crazy romance stuff, it's a crazy, crazy, crazy series.
Uh-huh.
I read that. And then I read Sydney Adey's series, which is, about, like, werewolves, whatever. So, I mean, I like reading, like, that's what I mean when I say fantastical stuff.
Read a lot of werewolf vampire stuff.
I mean, to me, because it's so outside, it's so extreme in terms of what real life is like. And so being able to kind of go away into a fantasy world was nice. The other thing.
How many seasons of Buffy the Vampire Slayer have been, like, shot?
Okay, well, let me finish.
Okay.
Television helps. I did watch all. Okay, in
how
the
many
three
seasons
years,
of Buffy
in
the
three years, in these 3 years that I worked in my dissertation, I watched all 7 seasons of Buffy the Vampire Slayer 3 times, and two of those times, I watched them in sequence with the Angel series because Buffy's boyfriend Angel like left the show around season 3 and he had his own show, so I watched them in sequence. So that I could see him, because when they came out, when Angel and Buffy were out, I was in college, undergrad, and I didn't watch those shows. So I watched that. I also watched Xena Warrior Princess before all 6 seasons of that before they took it off Netflix. And you know they took it off because they're going to reboot it. So I hear
they're going to reboot it.
I heard the rumor. Show notes. We need to verify this. Okay, just be clear.
We have
that NBC.
Our editing staff is on vacation.
That NBC is rebooting Xena Warrior Princess. And that it's going to be not modern day time, but they're going to modernize the thinking, and that Gabrielle and Xena are going to be in a relationship, like an actual relationship, instead of like that subtext stuff they used to do on the show.
Oh,
for people
but what happens if Xena comes across somebody else, and you know,
maybe they're polyamorous. I don't know.
Wow.
Yeah.
Just say, let's open up the possibilities. So,
the other thing I
can I tell people about the meaning of Xena for us, or is that too much information?
I don't know. What are you gonna say? I don't know what you're gonna say.
I'm gonna say what Xena was our code word for.
What was it called? You know what it was.
Anyway, she didn't go way back. We met in undergrad all those years ago, and of course we did a lot. And one time it happened, and Xena Warrior Princess was on, and so that became our code word for sex ed going forward. Like, oh, we gotta go watch Xena. Yeah, so we'd be in mixed company, we'd be around, like, family, friends. Yeah, so, you know, we was watching Xena the other night, and, you know, it was good. Mind you, that was probably the only episode of Xena I ever watched in my life.
And I have to be honest, when I start watching it, like, I was thinking about...
Yeah,
I remember we used to do it. A lot.
Yeah. So...
That's what happens when you've been with somebody as long as we've been together.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, like, you're like, oh, you know, please. Well, certain things, like pancake syrup. Anyway.
To contextualize this.
No, we're not going to tell them all these
stories. This year is our 15th wedding anniversary.
Yes, 15 years married.
And but we've been, you know, we've known each other and have been together off and on for the last 22 years.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, so pretty much more than half our lives. Mm-hmm. Yep. Yep. So, I had another question in mind, but I totally forgot it. Anyway, we talked about the dog. So the poll, we got three options. Others will be made available.
If you have other suggestions, as you can see, I am really an interesting person.
Yeah, you.
I like to read. I like television. Mm-hmm. I like,
You like, singing groups.
Oh, the other thing that I did, like, I'm way into music. So, okay. So the two groups of people who like got me through these last 3 years would be Pentatonix, hands down, without a doubt. I played them, wore them out.
Yes,
totally wore them out.
I think I mentioned a few episodes ago of my show how you were all like distraught when I broke the news to you about one that guy leaving. Did they find anybody yet?
No, they've sort of started doing solo projects right now. I don't think they're breaking up. I think they're just testing the waters. I think, the two guys, Scott and Mitch got a, album out, part one and part two. I think they're calling themselves Superfruit because they have their own podcast, their own vlog.
Superfruit.
And then, Kirsten has the album out, and then Avi has one. Oh, the other one though is Todrick Hall. So I'm gonna put it out there. Todrick Hall, if you haven't already heard this, Todrick Hall has a musical that he wrote that was themed after
Well, he does a lot of Disney stuff.
No, hold on. But I want to get the
You mean that thing where
Wait. Okay. What are the name of the Wizard of Oz?
Yes.
It's themed after Wizard of Oz.
Yes.
And it's called Straight Outta Oz, and it is the biggity bomb. It is so good. Yeah. That was the whole thing. You know, the whole thing. And then he came up with the deluxe version and everybody's in it. It's like Tamar Braxton and, Amber, Riley.
The Pussycat Dolls lady. Cause I saw that part with the
Pussycat. You mean Raven Simone?
No, Nicole Scherzinger.
Yeah. Nicole Scherzinger is there. And so is, Raven Simone.
She's in there too?
Yeah, she is. She is. Dude is ripping it. Like, I mean, if you get a chance to see it, it's on YouTube. Mm-hmm. It's like an hour long. It is. A straight musical.
Raven Simone's coming back with That's So Raven.
I never watched That's So Raven because she's a little younger than me, so I never watched it.
I never watched it either. Mm. There's people that grew up on that. Like, you go on Tumblr and they got That's So Raven things, whatever. Yeah. So it's supposed to be like the Full House revival, which was pretty good. So what else? But you've kept up with things. It's not like she was just hidden in her room and then,
I haven't seen How to Get Away with Murder since the half of the first season.
True.
I haven't seen Scandal in like 2 years.
Yeah.
I haven't, I'm so behind on like Arrow and Supergirl and Flash and
Agents of Shield.
I haven't seen Agents of Shield and behind on, Legends of Tomorrow. Does that even still come on?
It's still, yeah.
Okay.
Legends of Tomorrow. Yeah.
Oof. I've never seen Gotham.
Sucks.
Whatever. Okay. That's because I don't see anything.
No. I say it sucks. There's people listening that are going to take this. I think you might like it though, because you're not like you like you've seen comic book movies because of me.
Yeah.
But you're not like hard and fast. You know. They messed this up. You like
that's because I never really
read comics. Like, I'm that old fashioned canon. Get off my lawn. You know, why are you changing my heroes?
And so, I can enjoy it for what it is right now.
Yeah. Like you like the X-Men movies.
I won't go that far. I think there was don't do that. I waited 20 years for a decent X-Men movie, and they get Halle Berry, and she gonna get up there. I'm gonna tell you who would have been the bomb, biggity bomb, Storm, Angela Bassett.
Well, yeah.
Bam.
Well, she's in the upcoming Black Panther movie. Did you see
her? I can't wait to see her. No, I can't wait to see her.
She's in there, yeah.
The only thing that makes me feel better about Halle Berry being Storm, all them damn movies, is the Wonder Woman movie made up for it.
Yeah.
Because I waited for years to get a Wonder Woman movie, and I remember Linda Carter, you know,
twirling.
And the show that jumped time from like World War II to like modern like 70s disco or whatever.
Yeah.
But this Wonder Woman movie was really, really excellent. And I understand it's the top grossing movie for a female director of all time.
Yep.
And it is well deserved. In fact, if I that was a movie I would have seen again, and you know I don't pay to see movies twice.
That's true. That's true. I mean, like, there's a Spider-Man movie now, and I feel like I'm shortchanging it because I've only seen it once. But you're like, why'd you go and see that? Obviously, you've seen it once with me, and that's the only time we're going to see it together.
Listen, I'm not going to slam that movie because it was cute. But I am going to say this. You know, I am so sick and tired of Batman and Spider-Man reboots. Like, I mean, damn. They are not the best. Yes, characters in their universes.
Spider-Man is the Mickey Mouse of Marvel.
Are you kidding me?
He is
Spider-Man?
Spider-Man.
Let me tell you something. A lot of people disagree with you.
Who?
A lot of people disagree with you.
What, the people that grew up with this Avengers stuff?
All
now?
My nerd friends think that you're wrong.
Who are they, like Wolverine?
I don't think they're Wolverine fans. No. Actually, they're not Marvel fans at all. They're mostly DC fans.
That's the problem. You know, and on DC's side, it's Batman, because Superman is boring and whack.
How dare you say that about Superman?
It's true.
It is not true.
The best Superman ever made was when he touched that kryptonite that had like nicotine in it that Richard Pryor gave him, and he was a bad guy. Get away from me!
Honestly, yeah. Christopher Reeve was the best Superman
alcoholic
ever.
Jack Daniel Superman. You know,
the kid
was like, "You're just in a slump, Superman," and he's
both
like,
"Both at the same time." Whoa.
Although Brandon Routh was a
oh, the poor guy.
Yeah, but he's good on Legends of Tomorrow as the Adam.
Yeah, yeah, he's great. Yeah, he's great on that.
Yeah, so.
But the guy Henry Cavill, the latest one, it's that was a waste of a fine ass man. That was a shame.
Yeah,
like they messed that movie up because he could have been the new Christopher Reeve, and they just messed it up.
Well, I mean, there's still time.
No, it is. And then I heard today that Wonder Woman's getting a sequel because it was so good.
Wonder Woman's getting a sequel.
Yes.
They announced the Batman, the Ben Affleck. He's getting his own.
You know what people call him? Batflack.
Yeah.
Batflack? That's horrible.
Well, they used to call him,
Go park
it. They used to call Fleck Devil. I forget what they call him. Affleck Devil. When he was there.
Oh, remember? Lord.
Yeah. Yeah. But he's always going to be Ben Affleck. But yeah.
They were calling him Bat.
So yeah, this weekend is San Diego Comic Con. A lot of news came out. I'll probably bore you with it later on. You know, but like, everything's happening. They showed footage from the Avengers Infinity War, and that's like the event. That's the movie that brings together Guardians of the Galaxy,
okay.
Avengers, Spider-Man. Basically, it brings together all the Marvel movies that have been happening so far, and they have to because Thanos, the guy that shows up at the end of the movies, he's got the Infinity Gems, the stones, and he's going to put them on a gauntlet and just like come in and like, just do that shit. Like there, and the trailer is described that at one point he takes parts of a planet and throws it at the heroes. A planet.
Are you spoiling right now?
It's in the trailer. If you went to San Diego Comic Con, you've seen it, and they have it online all over the place. So yeah, and I don't give a damn about spoilers on this podcast. People know that, so no one's gonna go, "Oh, you spoiled me." Yeah, movies comes out next year. There's plenty to wait for and anticipate. So you know what? I think that's a good note to end on. Any last words? No, I do have one last question for you.
Oh, okay.
Okay. So, when I come home one day, on a random day, or you come home on a random day, and I say, "Hey, honey, how would you like to play doctor with me?" How are you going to respond to that?
I'm going to respond, I'm going to put a glove on and pop it and tell you to bend over.
No! You're not that kind of doctor, though.
You want to play doctor?
Well, if it's the second Thursday, I might go for that. No, seriously. I just want to say, of course, that I am definitely proud of you. I'm happy for you, and I'm happy. I'm also happy to be getting all this credit that I don't deserve. Well, at the actual invitation. Oh, you've been so supportive as a husband. You're so great. I'm like, all I did was just live in the same house and, like, you know, just make sure I didn't freak her out or, you know, run her crazy or nothing. I'd like say it out of her way.
Did you?
I tried to.
Because she was coming upstairs like every, like 2 hours.
But, you know, that was more so just to make sure you were okay. And
really?
To see you. It's because I missed you sometimes, you know. Just to encourage you. I tried to encourage you. And there were times you came up to me and you were like, "Oh, like you're going to get your damn PhD. You're going to get my damn PhD." And,
yeah,
you know, that, I mean, you encouraged me to go back to school, get my bachelor's, to go find a job, to do things that, you know, I probably would have done anyway, but not as well. And that's what we're here for. That's what we're here for with each other. And even with the podcast, where even when I'm like, "I don't do a podcast," and you'd be like, "Go on, do a thing with your friends downstairs and stuff." And you pretty much give me space and room. And you know, you, I think one thing we as a family try to do is, you know, embrace the success that we have and, you know, just encourage each other to do more.
Yeah.
And to do better and to do our best and be happy about it. So this is a PhD you were happy with because you earned it your way. Mm-hmm. You know, you didn't rush it. You didn't, you know, change things for other people. You did it the way you wanted to do it. And, you know, and you got it done. And, you know, you made it to the other side. And now you're, like, kicking ass in other areas. You know, you, we went to the gym together last week, and that gym kicked my ass. And you were like, that ain't nothing. I don't know what you crying about.
Like, I think it's just so messed up. Like, women have to work so hard, and we, like, burn, like, a fraction of the calories.
Yes.
But I'm not scared. I'm going to kick that gym's ass. You ready? Because I've been hitting the gym every, you know, and now that I've defended.
Yeah.
Every day.
So, yeah.
Making that happen.
So you're like smart, you're fit, you're hot.
I'm fit. And,
yeah, you know.
And hot. I'm special.
Yeah. 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 So you're my pretty hot doctor. And you know, I'm just in awe of you. And I love you.
Aw, that's so sweet. Thank you, babe.
You're welcome. You're welcome. And that's not for the podcast either. After we, of course, press stop, then, of course, you know, I'm going to be all over you. And it's going to be real nice and nasty.
That's what you tell your listening public.
Yes, of course. Of course.
Should I get the gloves? Rubber gloves?
No. I'm allergic to rubber.
Oh.
All right. So with that being said, folks, thank you for listening to Classic Team Up. I'm your host. Can people follow you? I guess they can't because you have a
on Twitter.
Yeah.
Yes, they can follow me on Twitter. All
right. Now I think this is the at name that people have waited years for because a lot of people are like, is your wife even on Twitter? I'm like, yeah, she's on Twitter. She don't read my shit. I can do what I want. And then you know, then they go.
Yeah. So I'm on Twitter at Zaire. That's at XXAIRE.
Bam, it is out there now. Damn, we are a couple on Twitter. Now, you mostly tweet from that account about...
Okay. Let me just put it in context. Lately, I have tweeted about Donald Trump and political stuff. Because I'm really into opposing his regime of oligarchy. But, you know, aside from that, I also occasionally tweet about music. And I occasionally have Twitter beefs. With I didn't remember that.
Okay, we're not gonna talk.
So anyway,
about
I occasionally have Twitter beefs, and not very often.
Please don't.
They're very small.
Yes.
On only I guess the one,
Twitter tip. Okay. Well, that happens. I've started many a shit with someone on the social media.
I didn't start. I was trying to be nice.
That's how it happened. Well, I wasn't. So I mean, it happens.
So anyway, if you decide to follow me, know that. Uh-huh. I do tweet about a lot of political stuff.
Yeah.
And I talk a lot of smack.
You do?
About politics.
Oh.
About politics.
Yeah, but that's so does Keith Olbermann.
Right. Yes.
All right. But okay. That's cool. Do you follow Keith Olbermann?
Of course I do.
You do?
He's just crazy left.
What
I love
about
it.
Rachel Maddow?
Yes.
What about Glenn
crazy
Beck?
Crazy left. No, he's crazy right.
Okay.
What about Alex Jones? No.
What about who's the guy on CNN? The John guy or something? What about Anderson Cooper?
I mean, you know, yeah. Hey, so Anderson.
I'm following up these fucking people.
You know, Jake Tapper.
Jake Tapper.
Him. Yeah.
Tapping that ass. I'm saying, if I was Jake Tapper, that would be, you know, that would be the catchphrase. People waste their names, man. Jake Tapper should be a porn star. Really?
Oh, that's dirty.
Yes. Jake Tapper. That's perfect.
Really?
Yes.
I think I resent this conversation.
Okay. Well, he could be a gay porn star and still be, okay.
Wow.
Because it's a verb then. You know, it's not, okay.
Wow.
All right. So, well, that's a different topic then for a different show. Great. So for those listening, of course, you can continue to keep our podcast free. Go to cspn.us, then click on the Keep Our Podcast Free link at the top of the page. Then scroll to one of our fine sponsors. This show, in particular, is going to be sponsored by Amazon. So if you go to Amazon through cspn.us, click on that Keep Our Podcast Free link, shop, and you can get awesome, cool stuff delivered right to your door. Sign up for Amazon Free. No, not Amazon Free. Amazon Prime and get free 2-day shipping on your order. And you can also get the Amazon Echo and Alexa, who is my new girlfriend, apparently.
Me and her about to fight. You're going to stop talking to her like she's like her own person. Good morning, Alexa.
Alexa.
Tell me something interesting today.
I heard you in the background, that bitch. I'm like, whoa. Alexa, do you hear this shit?
And Alexa's like, please, I'm trying hard to be nice.
Alexa, do you hear this fucking shade that's coming from this woman? You got my side, don't you, Alexa? And she's like, you know what? That's between you and her. I am not Siri. I don't pick sides.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. You still got Siri on your phone, so yes. If I'm walking to a room and you and Siri are having it out, you know. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
You're not asking. I'm going to ask Siri to sing me a song. I mean, come on, dude.
Because she can't sing. Siri can't hold a tune.
Yeah, okay.
I bet you, though, and people ask this, oh, have you ever had Alexa speak to Siri before? And
what? I'm like, is that a thing?
Do that shit in your house. I'm not experimenting for you. Yeah, so do that. And, of course, follow Mrs. Classic. Follow. Vote in our polls. What do we call Classic's wife, who is now a doctor and is super sexy? What do we call her now? And finally, subscribe. Let us know how you feel about the show. Use the hashtag Classic Team, spelled just like the show title. And of course, you can listen to all of our other wonderful shows at CSPN.us. And until next time, well, I'll be back with my new co-host and an upcoming guest on the next Classic Team Up. This is Classic, along with Spider Dog and Classic's lovely wife, hot ass PhD, saying peace out. Classic Team Up!